it's really been quite, you know, quite dramatic, the changes that financial institutions have made in preparation for FASB 133. Not always, in fact, you know, for the most part, not for the better, for the worse. I'd be curious to hear what everyone has to say about that. But my perspective on FASB 133 comes from being a participant in the derivatives market. One of the interesting things about FASB 133 that's kind of affected us directly this year is the fact that Chase Manhattan Bank, being a big user of derivatives as well, Chase is one of the biggest users of derivatives because we've got $30 to $40 billion investment portfolio that we manage. And Chase also happens to be the biggest derivative dealer in the marketplace. Well, because of FASB 133, the SEC has come out and said that if Chase Treasury does a swap internally with the derivatives desk, they have to mark that swap to market. They can't get hedge accounting for it. The only way that Chase Treasury can get hedge accounting for it is if Chase's derivatives desk goes out and lays that swap off exactly on the same day, the exact terms, exact notional, etc., etc. So basically what that has done is that has taken the largest derivatives dealer in the marketplace away from one of the largest derivative users in the marketplace. I don't know if that's what FASB and the SEC had intended, but that's certainly, you know, an outcome. And there's a lot of other outcomes that are going to take place that have already taken place because of FASB 133 that really, quite honestly, don't make a lot of economic sense. 33.